This is Montreal Now with Aaron Rand and Natasha Hall, CJAD 800.
That is James Simeni. He is over at the Montreal Gazette. And Jim, I wonder historically, you've covered plenty of elections, so we know now that the official campaign launch for the provincial elections coming up in a couple of weeks. So you have an option here as a sitting government to decide how long you want to make this campaign, longer or shorter. Historically, what has the best decision been? Do you know off the top of your head, longer or shorter?
Oh, somewhere in between. I don't want to sound like I'm trying to sidestep the question, but you know, it depends on each situation. What we have here, we have Le Presse reporting that the election will be called on August 29th. And this is based on what François Legault sort of said off the cuff. He does a lot of that, saying that, you know, day by day, we'll be revealing our platform over the course of a 36-day campaign. So over at Le Presse, they took their calendars out, got their calculators out. They said, okay, minus 36 days. That comes to August 29th. However, and you and I, Aaron, have got a perfect example. If we look at the 2015 federal election, which lasted for about, it seems, 2.5 years, right? But in fact, 79 yeah. days. If you have a short and sweet campaign, if you have a 36-day campaign, the good news is you're not taking up too much time. You can basically bury your opposition with announcements every day, because that's the advantage that a sitting government has. However, here's the risk. If something goes wrong, that seizes the public's imagination, you won't necessarily have the time to put that fire out, especially
right.
if it's something that appeals to voters. If it's a visceral issue, a backyard issue, that's the risk that you're running. I have to tell you, though, right now, from everything that I've seen, this seems like a smart move. It seems like a smart move simply because, rightly or wrongly, all the opposition parties, to varying degrees, seem punch drunk since the pandemic. They seem to have forgotten that the news cycle remains 24/7, that people are consuming news all the time, and not in the usual news cycles, not in the TV cycles. All this is going on constantly. And the CAC have been there. You can't sign on to a website, certainly not in Quebec, or certainly not a news website, without seeing some kind of CAC promo. They're not subject to any election financing laws until the election is called. So they'll just keep throwing these things up there. That said, all it takes, and for all I know, the apparently, you know, beleaguered opposition parties may be sitting on a lot of ammunition that they want to keep dry until the 29th, and even then, the closer you drop your bomb to election day, the more blast radius you're going to get. But all that said, bottom line, right now, it looks like a smart move. Did François Legault exhibit some form of Machiavellian cunning by sort of mentioning this and hoping somebody would notice when he said it's going to be a 36-day campaign? Probably not. We've had too many conversations on this show about how sometimes the premier's tongue is in one room and his brain's in the other, and that may well have happened. He's probably just thinking out loud. And listen, during that campaign, that's the other advantage. He'll have fewer opportunities to do that, to sort of do these off the cuff and potentially damaging statements. Mm-hmm. But all that said, I'm thinking he's read the public. I think they're going to try and cash in on the fact that for most Quebecers, have they done anything right? Well, not magnificently, but they haven't done anything particularly wrong either, unless you're a member of a minority. Short and sweet. And also, don't forget, this is going to that, if we are looking at a 36-day window, those debates, those French-only debates, mm-hmm. are going to be terribly important. So, once again, could work if Legault has, le mot juste, if he's able to sell himself the way he sold himself in 2018 to a certain extent. But on the other hand, one would presume, but I don't presume anything with these opposition parties, that they will have the knives out for him each and every one of those debates, because that is what is going to be branded into people's memories.
Can I ask why you're allowed to run campaign style ads well before the election has actually been called?
Because it's a free country, Natasha. You can do whatever you want until the electoral period begins, at which point you are restrained in your spending. The amount that you can spend, manner in which these ads are presented. I know, it's completely ridiculous, and it's a perfect example of how a lot of our political infrastructure has not caught up with the 21st century.
Yeah.
But and to their credit, and you know, guys, listeners know, I ain't no cheerleader for the CAC, but they have got this figured out. They mm-hmm. realize people are looking and listening and wanting information 24/7. They're giving it to them. So far, I'm not seeing much blowback from the opposition. I would hope that's going to change, if only for the benefit of giving Quebecers a clear choice. But yeah, it is kind of quaint. It's like saying, you know, you can go to the casino and bowl all kinds of money up until this particular date. Then your bets are limited for the next 35 days. It's kind of crazy, but that's the way things are.
Yeah, it's kind of like not letting you buy lotto tickets after midnight. I've never understood the theory behind that. You can buy them all day, as many as you want, for as much money as you have, but not after midnight. Can't do it.
You're going to be drunk and go buy a whole bunch of them that you can't afford to buy. And no.
Yeah.
Same.
Yeah, they want your money. You're right.
I said, once again, it's a free country.
Oh, sorry,
and
Jim.
I gave that guy every single dollar he wanted for those tickets.
Good for you.
So I'm surprised you're raising.
Well done, my friend. Let me ask this, though, and I only bring this up because we don't do the COVID numbers every day anymore like we did, of course, 6 months ago or maybe last year, right?
By the way.
And all we see is that there are still, 15, 20 deaths a day. It doesn't really necessarily get reported. I know the Gazette carries a small little, section of the paper every day. Are you waiting for, or do you think, and I asked you this a long time ago, but given the fact that it's not as prominent anymore, do the election opponents here, one, two parties, pick on this and say, hey, folks, while we've all had these blinders on, 16,000 people have died in this province, by far the worst of any province in the country under this government's watch.
Yep.
Does that carry weight?
I think it will. And it's a message, I think, even outside of an election campaign, it's a message that needs to be heard. But, here's the thing that the CAC does have a talent for. They have a talent for switching the channel or creating a narrative, which I'm sorry to say far too many mainstream outlets run with. But remember, it wasn't the death toll, which you quite rightly say was the highest in the country and was, proportionally was ridiculous for Quebec. The narrative the CAC created was, we have got to watch hospitalizations. People are dying, but no. It's the beds. Remember, I think the magic number was 2,000, although that's been passed on repeatedly. If we get past this certain amount of bed occupancy, then the entire system collapses.
Right.
That's why we're asking you to make these sacrifices, to keep the health system up and running. So implicitly is saying it's not about, making sure your neighbor doesn't drop dead. It's a matter of keeping the system, which is already being held together with spit and bubble gum, functioning, which it's true. I'm sorry, that's the message that resonated with people. It's not right, but it's true. Because honestly, when you consider we're talking, 16,000 families that lost somebody?
Mm-hmm.
16,000 families, that's like a lot of people, and it wasn't just in Montreal. It was across Quebec. So, will we hear about that? Honest to God, guys, I don't know. I have no idea what the opposition parties are up to. I have no idea if they even have a plan. I like to think they do. I like to think they're all of them just keeping their powder dry until the election is called. And even then, they'll start dropping their bombs over a course of days during the campaign. But there's another voice inside my head that says, you know what? That ain't going to happen. Because they don't have a plan. They have been so battered. I was going to say something else. They've been so battered over the past 2 years. They have seen the CAC and Legault run the table in this province unopposed, in any sense of the word, for far too long that they don't know how to fight anymore. That's my concern. That's my suspicion. And it's something that is innately unhealthy for democracy anywhere, but certainly for democracy in Quebec. And I'm telling you, there's a lot of blame to be shared. I'm not going to point the finger at Legault and say, no, you're overawing everybody and you're steamrolling everybody. You can only steamroll something that's lying in front of you. And frankly, that's the impression I'm getting from these opposition parties. They realize they have split the vote, the majority of the vote that would keep the CAC out of office between the four of them, and God forbid that they should actually think, well, maybe we should try and work together, at least in the short term, to at least end these ridiculous open-ended majorities the CAC seems destined to achieve. So it'll be an interesting campaign, guys. I hate to say it, though, I don't think it's going to be too surprising at the end.
I'm looking forward. We're going to meet Bonnie Fagenbaum in about 20 minutes and find out why she's decided to run for the Conservatives after being a Liberal for so many years, diehard Liberal supporter.
Yeah. Okay, I look forward to hearing
it. I better not play that laugh before we start that interview.
No,
you should.
Okay. James Manny at the Montreal Gazette. Thank you, Jim.
Adam.